Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Thanks for joining this week. So as you listen weekly to the show, number one, I really do hope that you love the strategies and tips and ideas that my guests and I talk, right, to increase or add value to our lives, right, make our lives a little bit easier. And you know that this journey of change, I know it's hard sometimes, guys, especially when the change is thrust upon us. So to help you with a little bit of a mind shift, I have a free gift for you. Go to my website and take my communication style assessment. It's free. It's my gift to you. And it'll really give you insight on how you are communicating, and not just professionally, but personally as well. So if we could really hone that skill of communication, we could create tremendous ease in our lives. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA, take your communication style assessment, get your reports, and understand how people are perceiving you. Again, can change your world. So my gift to you, please enjoy it. Now, my motivational quote today is by Renee Rudreau, and she says, "Be good to your skin. You'll wear it every day for the rest of your life." So I'm turning 60, and if you're listening after, I might be already 60. November 29th of this year of 2021, I'm turning 60 years old. Now, as I write my notes and I kind of look back and see that number 60 written out, I really can't help but pause and think about the aging process and what it means to each of us. So, you know, the saying is the 60 now is the new 40. And I'm holding on to that, people. I really want to believe that notion. And truly, truly, for me, being healthy on the inside is critical. And yes, I will be honest and say I want to look good on the outside too. It's important to me. So it's not being vain. Rather, for me, it's about living this thriving life and staying relevant for my business and for my clients. So to help me on this journey of staying youthful and energized, I have my cool guest today, a new friend. Yeah. My guest is Michelle Brocato. Now, Michelle is a licensed esthetician, but most of all, she's a free spirit, someone who never judges and claims she is an old soul, which I would agree with. Michelle believes nature grounds us and helps us be happy and positive. It's her personal goal to make you feel better about yourself, not only on the outside, but on the inside as well. So Michelle, thank you for coming on and joining and coming and playing with me. I love to play.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so super excited to be here and chat with you again, because the first time was amazing. It's like we knew each other for a million years already.
Yes, we did. So just to give some backgrounds, my siblings and I, my female siblings, and my three nieces, we asked one of my nieces' friends with Michelle, and we asked her to come up, and we did a girls' weekend, and we had mimosas and facials, and we, of course, adopted Michelle, and she had lunch and dinner with us, which was really fun as well. So we truly had a fun day. Poor Michelle worked hard, but we had six facials. So that's how I met Michelle, and as we were chatting and she was sharing, you know, the whole mind, body, spirit, and being an esthetician and being someone who's in that world of health and wellness, as well from the inside to the outside, I asked Michelle to be on the show. So this is her debut of being on a podcast, and she was a little nervous, but I said she's going to do amazing. I love supporting small businesses, especially young business owners. So let's start with, right, because we talked about the facial. Guys, you could get facials too, by the way.
Absolutely.
And us ladies would like our men to continue to look young. Hint, hint. Okay. Let's start. My quote was about the skin, right? And facial is about the skin. You talk to us more than just about our facial, right? But talk about what you typically do in a facial and why that facial really is kind of an important anti-aging process. But there's a lot of other things that go into it, from the toxins that our skin absorbs, right? So talk about that, about the importance of a facial and kind of what you do during it.
Absolutely. So like you said, there's a lot of environmental toxins that we just absorb through day to day, like free radicals going outside. Think of a bike rusting in the rain. that's basically how our skin can react to that. So during a facial, your skin renews every 30 days and starts to slow down as you old. So it's like 28 to 30 days. So as you age, it slows down. So while in a facial, I'll really deep cleanse your skin. You're going to get that exfoliation of that whole month out of the way. And it's really going to bring a layer of glow and shine to you when you leave. I feel like you definitely feel rejuvenated, not only on the outside, but on the inside. I have a lot of people say they feel light when walking away.
Agree. And I will just comment the facial. It was so funny. I came up and, you know, of course, went and looked immediately in the bathroom. Isn't that what we do after a facial? And it was absolutely, I'm like, I want to go see that skin. It really did glow. It felt clean. And that's interesting. I understand that feeling of lightness because you just feel fresh and alive. And it, guys, you know, it feels good, right? For anybody who's had a facial, it really does feel good as well. Plus you know, did massaging on the arms and the hands, which was lovely, but we had this just lovely conversation, too, which I think adds to the lightness and the mood of the facial. Now, next question. So one thing you talked about with me, really with my hair more than my face, because I have some pretty good regime with my skincare. But for me, it was about the hair. So let's talk about why is staying consistent with product usage, right? For again, that cleansing, it's cleansing our body. Why is that, including our face and our hair, but why is that consistent product usage important?
Like I touched on before, with that 30-day period, you're only seeing me once a month. So outside it's of our appointments, it's super important to take care of your body when I'm not there. So your products play a huge part. It's about 80% of what it is. And I'm that 20%. There's only so much I can do and offer a person. I can give you all the best products, the luxurious things that I have to hold, but it takes the individual to actually apply them and use them for it to work.
Have you found recently, because I think we're just, especially with Zoom, which is fascinating because we're on Zoom so much. So we're even more visible, I think, than we ever were. I mean, I'm networking internationally because it is easy to do. Why not? Right. You never know where the business is going to come from. So we're much more visually, I think, impacted with Zoom and with COVID. Have you found that more and more people are taking an interest in their skin with everything going on?
Not necessarily more about the Zoom purposes. I feel like I'm getting more and more clients that deal with mask me, the quote unquote mask me. They're coming in. It's no longer hormonal acne. I have adults and middle-aged people coming in with breakouts from it, the irritation from it. So it's become, that is a big reasoning. And
fascinating.
You do see each other more on Zoom. People are working more and more from home, not only in the network marketing business, but just in general, people from school. And work and beauty is such a, although it shouldn't be in, like a huge factor, but it is a lot of things that people focus on is your outward appearance.
Yeah. It's a first impression, right? The visual is the first impression because having a conversation takes a little bit more effort. So, right. That visual is the first inclination of, does this person resonate with me? And you know, it's so funny. I learned a long time ago, don't judge a book by its cover. So I think I'm pretty good at getting past the visual. It doesn't, I look at the person's internal, right? Their vibration and their energy and love and all of that, I think shines through. However, I will tell you as a business owner, if a client comes to me and they, I feel if they can't take care of themselves, how are they going to take care of a business? How am I possibly going to be able to help them? Right. So there's a little bit of that undercurrent that I'm mindful of because I don't ever want anyone to give me money and them not get the result that I know I can get. But like you just said, something so important as a business owner, right? You could bring your clients to water and say, here's all these great products. Yahoo. You got to use them. And if you don't use them, meeting or seeing me once a month, don't think that I can undo all the things that you're doing. And the other thing I wanted to comment on, Michelle, too, which is, I think, real important, you know, during COVID, right? They said that the air quality improved because nobody was driving, nobody was flying, right? There was no noise pollution, all of these things, right? Dolphins came back into the canals in Venice. And so all of this natural environmental stuff changed. Now we're back to what we were. The commute is as long as it ever was here in New Jersey. So those toxins are back into the air at a very high level. So the facial is important, but I think that daily care is critical as well.
It absolutely is critical. And I'm not even, as an esthetician, yes, I want you to wash day and night. But if I could just get you to wash once a day, that's all we're asking for. You know, like, it's for your own benefit. Like, my clients aren't hurting me by doing. Yes, they are, because I'm like, come on, like, I believe in you, but it's for your own self. It makes you feel better when you wash your skin and you know you're taking care of yourself. But it's a matter of also, like, some people need that extra push. And I'm willing to give it to them if they need it.
Yeah. You're wonderful. You're loving, and you were so supportive of each of us with our different issues. My one niece, she's a doctor, right? She has that mask on all day, every day, and the acne has become an issue. And you said you were seeing that more and more. And again, she's helping my niece eliminate and improve that. Another success story, Michelle. We met Michelle through my other niece, Vicky. And so Vicky, right, had mask and the hair and, you know, all of these things. And through Michelle and the product, they tested and played with different products. You have to see Vicky's, she has a porcelain complexion now, right? And the mask and all those things were creating, you know, acne, and they're adults. You know, these are young women. They're not in puberty anymore. So again, as the world changes, right? COVID, there's new issues that we're dealing with that we never had to deal with. And the funny thing is, the men are dealing with it as well. So that's another thing, guys, why I was teasing, saying, don't, you know, say, oh, a facial, it's girly. Truly, truly, it can help you oxygenate your skin and eliminate, especially if you have to wear a mask all day long. It can really relieve, because it's painful too when we have those breakouts. So yeah, another little tip there. Go ahead.
I also like to say, like, guys sometimes go once a week, twice every 2 weeks for their haircut. That's right here on the top of your head. Like, what about the rest of your skin? Well, you might as well get the whole shabam. Absolutely. You know?
Absolutely. I was going to say, and the skin is the biggest organ that are
the largest.
Have. The large, right? It's the largest. So think about, again, the toxins. What are you putting on your body? What lotions are you putting on your body? Aftershaves, perfumes, all of those things, right? Effect. Another question, and I know everybody's thinking this as well. Does food we eat affect our skin? And can you give some examples?
Absolutely. I know I keep saying absolutely, but you're hitting it right on the head. For some reason, our food has changed the hormones that are being added to our cows and our chickens to make them bigger, to make them stronger, so that they could earn enough money from these animals. Our bodies can't handle it, especially for women. The added hormones just don't play a good part. So when I ask a client, are you drinking dairy? Not only are you drinking, are you eating dairy? Are you consuming a lot of those meat products? Because what happens in your skin also, like, comes from what's happening inside. A lot of skin irritations, eczema, I find that, like, is from gluten. So it's simple, not simple, because cutting out dairy is, you know, it's hard. I feel like the grim reaper of food when I tell people this is probably, let's cut this out and see what happens. Like, it's not fun. What?
But it's, if it gives relief, and I know you helped Vicky with that, right? Didn't Vicky, one of the things she eliminated was dairy. My niece Kayla, I eliminated dairy 3 years ago. I had started just trying to improve my eating habits. And one of the things I said, I could drink my coffee black. I love the taste of coffee. I don't need milk in it. So I started to eliminate the dairy little by little using almond milk for my shakes. Yeah, I love almond milk. I love almond milk and cereal. Not that I try to eat too much of the carbs with the cereal, but eliminating the dairy, you're not as bloated. My acne improved. I didn't have as many breakouts. So there's definite correlation between what we eat, what we digest, right? And our skin. So, and then you have the hormonal, right? For men, but women as well. Because men go through menopause and all these other changes. So yeah, if you're having an outbreak, try to investigate why, and it could be internal. It could be topical as well, but you have to evaluate it from both perspectives, you know, and if we can eliminate the eczema or those severe breakouts that are painful, and I could adjust my diet to accomplish that. To me, it's a good alternative versus taking medication or something, if you can. I mean, that's not always the answer. Sometimes we need our medication, right? It is what it is. So yeah. If someone's looking to start a job, I'm curious, because you're young, right? You're industrious. You started this business. So why did you start your business? And if someone is looking to start a side hustle or a business, or they're not sure what to do, you know, what was your journey like to become a business owner and do this? And what advice do you give people that have that conversation with you?
Okay. So, right off the bat out of high school, I had to go to college. You know, my parents gave me the best opportunity. They said, I want you to go. You have to experience it at least for a year. Give it to us. You never know. You might like it. I knew I wasn't going to like it, but hey, let me humor them. I went, it's not for me. I changed a bunch of majors. I didn't want to do it. I winded up in trade school. That's where I found Capri Institute. That's where I went. I enjoyed being hands-on. I knew that if you threw me into the wolves and you told me learn how to do this, I could learn. I wasn't somebody that could sit in the chair and write notes and focus. Like my mind goes a million miles per hour. So my vision was to be my own boss. I cannot take directions. I don't like to be told what to do. I want to make my own hours. I want to do what I want to do on the days. If I want to work six people on a Saturday so that I don't have to do six people on a Monday, like that's what I'm going to do. So trade school was really something that a lot of people overlook, but it costs less money to go, and we make a decent buck off of what we do.
Yeah. It's funny. Michelle, I agree. I think it's so funny, you know, probably 40 years ago, I have a cousin who just really didn't love school, and his dad had passed when he was a little boy. So he's very close to my dad. And I remember my dad had a conversation with him, and he said, college isn't for everybody, you know, go. But he said, you got to do a trade, because you want to learn something so that, like you said, oh, I could do that. And then you go, and now you have something tangible, that a skill that's tangible that you can translate and make a living. And now fast forward, he eventually went back to school when he was older. And so he eventually got his degree, but now he runs his own IT business. So that trade school gave him such a opportunity, had a family, all of those things, because he did the right thing by going to a trade school. So I do agree with that advice 100% of college isn't for you, for the younger folks. But also, this is something that you can do on the side. If someone really loves the beauty profession, let's say, you can do it on the weekend and kind of follow your business model, Michelle, where you do those, you know, you choose and say, yeah, let's have a party and I'll do five or six people in a day. It lightens my week. I don't mind my husband, my son, my boyfriend works on the weekend. Yeah, this is fun. I can do this. So, and people who are working full time, they want a little extra money. They could do that one little day, right? And just do something fun. Network. That was another thing, right? Michelle met me. We were chatting. I loved her. I said, you know, I think young people, parents, because a lot of parents listen and watch the show. I said, this is such a great way to make a living, have fun. And you're serving, right? Because we all want to look younger and feel better and all of those things. So yeah. So and networking.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. Yeah, I agree. And also these opportunities create networking opportunities if you're a business person and you just want to do like a Saturday gig. So what if people are saying, yeah, I like that idea, Michelle. I don't know enough people. What do you say to that?
Well, also, not only do I do facials, but I sell a premium hair care that's non-toxic, vegan, cruelty-free, everything that we love. You've purchased it, you're using it now, so you'll be able to give your full review come sometime. But that opportunity, everybody washes their hair. We just released an anti-aging body care. Everybody washes their body. These products are so clean and so safe to me. Like, we're following European standards. So we know that they ban a lot of chemicals that the US doesn't.
Yes.
So whether you're into beauty or not, everybody around you takes those showers. So it's not even about having to be into beauty. It's something as simple as promoting a product that is unbelievably amazing. But that's the, you know, you don't have to be in the beauty industry to do that. Everybody showers. I hope.
Yeah. Let's hope. Here in the United States, I think they do. So it's funny. I do want to comment on that for people that don't know the US, the beauty industry, cosmetics, lotions, all of those things. They're what's called self-regulated. So these businesses are manufacturers are self-regulated. And when you go outside of the United States, I know we have the FDA and all of that, but when you go outside of the US, the cosmetics, lotions, perfumes are regulated at a much higher level in other countries versus the United States. So the products that Michelle had shared with myself and my siblings and my nieces, again, my one niece, her skin is like porcelain now. She was using things that were causing distress. She had sensitive skin and other things going on, acne as a child, and all of those things, detergents, right? You guys found detergent was affecting her on the pillowcase. And so Michelle is not only, oh, let me give you a facial, move on. Here's my products, move on. She really works with you. My other niece now, the acne because of the mask. So they're trial and error, different things that Michelle has found. So I will tell you, because there were six of us this one day, every one of us had a different situation or issue that we wanted to address. Mine was in my hair and my scalp, because people are going to laugh because I have so much hair, but I feel like I have bald spots. I know I don't, but I feel like I do. So I said, my hair products, I know I'm not using the best. What should I do? So that was my issue, right? My one niece with the mask, another issue. So I just want everybody to, number one, be open-minded. Guys, be open-minded to facials, especially if you're not in New Jersey, right? She can't do a facial for you remotely. That doesn't work. But seek out someone who's respected in your area and maybe try it out. The other thing-
You can always set them up with products too. You can always reach out. I could set up a resume via Zoom. I can ask you questions, send you drop off products at your house. You don't even have to be in New Jersey. I really love to sit with somebody and figure out what's best for them, because it's not all the same for everyone.
Agreed. She gave me a quiz too, guys, for my hair. So I had to take a quiz. So it deciphered what products. So again, great resources she has at her fingertips as well. And we're almost out of time, but Michelle, I do want you to, I'm going to give your info. Her website is facials, plural, by Michelle, 2 L's in Michelle.com. And you can email her, and I will put this in the show notes, everybody. But Michelle's email is MichelleBracato1@gmail.com. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. But reach out to Michelle if you have some questions. I can just share personally, I'm loving the products that I did purchase from her and I'm using. And it was funny because when we first got on, she goes, oh, your hair looks so shiny. And I did notice that. So I'm loving, I'm loving the feel of my hair. But again, the smell of the products I'm enjoying and the, what it's doing. So, reach out to Michelle. I think that, you know, beauty is skin deep, guys. I don't want you to think vanity is cool, right? I mean, we're all vain to a certain extent, but I really think that, our skin is important. And if you truly are looking to outrun the aging process, which of course I am trying to do. I think Michelle is amazing. She's cool. She's a cool kid to hang out with too. And if you're local in Jersey, I highly recommend doing a little spa party. It was so much fun. It really was fun. We started with mimosas and we ended with Chinese food, and it was just a real decadent day of connecting, right, with my peeps, my family. And meeting someone new and special like Michelle. So, yeah, Michelle, thank you for that too. It was a great day. It was a great day.
Thank you. I had a blast. It didn't even feel like work. I felt like I was hanging out with my family.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes. Yes. We asked her that. We said, when you came in the house, were you nervous? And she goes, nope. As soon as I saw you guys, she says, you were like, oh, what can we help bring you in? She said, it was like my family.
Family. Like, fit right in. It's amazing. Yeah.
We loved you. We loved you and we love you now. So thank you for being a part of our family. Again, go to Facials by Becca, your sister, facialsbymichelle.com or michellebrocato1, @gmail.com. I will post that. Reach out to her, ask her questions. She really does know her trade, really does know her stuff. And again, has made some great recommendations. You guys can see I'm turning 60. It's not possible. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're looking at my amazing face saying, I need Michelle. Just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. That was just a plug for how good Connie looks. My kids will listen to the show and say, you're mortifying.
No, you do look good. You don't look 60 at all.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They're all beautiful. Saying, yeah, you paid her though, Connie. No, you're so cute. Not.
I'm doing this free at charge.
Free. Too much. Thanks, Michelle, for being on, sharing your genius with us. And I really do hope that, you know, people walked away with one or two tips, even if it's like you said, just wash your face once a day, maybe exfoliate once a week, those kinds of things. Because if you ignore your skin, guys, it is going to go away. And I don't know about you, but I want my skin to live with me long enough so I could slide into my coffin at the end of this journey. I know that's so disgusting, but that's how I'm going to live.
It's not going to fly away. It's going to clump up and we're going to be wrinkly. We don't want
that. I'm going to be wrinkless going into my grave. Yes, are you kidding me, sister?
No, all right. I know. You're already wrinkless.
You're so cute. You're so cute. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you all for joining me. And join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change that you're looking at, right? Today we talked about acne and facials and body and showing up vibrant and alive, right? And having this thriving life. It's easier than you think, right? We gave some tips and ideas today with facials and some other things. So I hope it was a fun episode for you. It was a fun episode for me. Thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. I'm so honored to have you on this journey of change. And I always hope that my guests and I provide some fun, some tips, some strategies that can maybe change your world and just make it a whole heck of a lot easier. I'll see you next week, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks again.